Testing. Okay, great. Brothers and sisters, I'm just doing a little test before we get started because lately we've been having a lot of technical difficulties. So it's very important these days for us to be able to check the sound, make sure it's going through. All right, before we go any further, let's go ahead and go before our Abba in prayer. Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. And may thy kingdom come, and thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. And may thy kingdom come, and thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory. Father, we thank you for this Shabbat, this day that you set aside for us that we might reflect on you and enjoy your creation. I pray for my brothers and sisters out there spread throughout the four corners of the earth that are in sync with the heavenly tablets and keeping your Sabbath, keeping your laws, and enduring until the end. We come against any spirits of oppression, depression, and suicide in this time. And we ask, knowing that we can loose on earth that will be loosed in heaven, that you will bring joy, peace, and enduring power. Be not far from us. Take not your Holy Spirit away from us, but give us deliverance as we await our salvation and the return of our brother and Messiah. Help us to overcome ourselves, our thoughts, and our enemies, every trap, every pitfall, and to be able to walk in love and follow peace with all men. These blessings we ask in the name of our brother Messiah, Yeshua HaMashiach. Hallelujah. Right, Shabbat Shalom, brothers and sisters, family. Let's give all praise, honor, and glory and worship to the Most High today, for this is the day that the Most High has made. And I truly am not complaining. There's plenty that you can pick to complain about. The Bible tells us to count it all joy, and greater is that that's in us than anything in the world, any pandemic, any virus, pestilence, he's greater inside of us. And yea, though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we will fear no evil, for he is with us. So I give all praise unto him. And I say once again, Shabbat Shalom to all my brothers and sisters spread throughout the four corners of the earth. You are tuned in to the awakening. And the title of the lesson for today is Let No Man Deceive You. The Awakening Broadcast, which is the Israelite way of life, also known as the Blueprint for Life, is brought to you by BCRA. restoring the cultural identity of the original Hebrew man, one asleep mind at a time, endeavoring to educate our people so that you'll come back to your God once you awaken as to who you really are. We're going to get into it today because we've been taught lies from the time we came out of the womb. And the Most High is awakening society and his people, revealing that has been hidden. The apocalypto, he's uncovering. There's a revealing going on. There's nothing the scripture says that is done in secret that will not be revealed. So everything Satan has been attempting to pull off, unmask, it's being exposed. And we're going to get into that. So give me 1 second so we can prepare the video and get into our lesson. All right, all praises to the Most High. Let's go ahead and get into it. I'm not going to be before you long, and I don't want to belabor the lesson. Once again, you're tuned into The Awakening. I am Be the Preacher, and this is the day that we fortify ourselves. And we reestablish the fact that we are walking in the covenant under the order of Melchizedek as priests. We are a royal generation, a priesthood. And we can boldly approach the throne of the Most High. We desire to exhort you and encourage you today because I don't need to point out the doom and gloom that's all around us. I just want to point out Satan's deceptions, his trickery, so that you'll let no man deceive you today and that you'll keep your eye on the prize. As Apostle Paul said, there's one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind me. Yesterday's behind you. Last year's behind you. I press toward the mark to obtain the prize, which is the high calling in HaMashiach, Yeshua HaMashiach. Hallelujah. All praises be unto him. Before I get into the lesson, I want to do something a little different that I've never done, and I think I'm going to start doing this every Saturday called Prophecy Watch, where we will definitely expose and explain a prophetic event that you've seen in the news in the prior week so that you can see what's transpiring. Although we're living in the times of revelations, the stupor, tribulations, Jacob's trouble, people don't want to acknowledge what people are putting inside of their bodies. And I tell it like it is. The etching is the mark. Psalms 91, where it talks about 1,000 falling at your left, 10,000 at your right. It's happening, people, and it's being suppressed through the media. Now, what I wanted to bring out today before I get into the lesson with this prophecy watch is I'm going to read, well, first of all, in Denver, Colorado, there was a strange, there's been a lot of strange fires. I'll just put it to you that way. It's a company called Raytheon that specializes. You look up Raytheon and see what they do. They work with DARPA. They are able to simulate lightning that can potentially cause fires in these woods. And these have been some strange, fast-moving fires that nobody can explain. But what none of you paid attention to on the news is that when they showed you the damage, the trees weren't burnt down. There were certain items still left standing. Homes destroyed. Some people died. But the trees were still left standing. Let's go to the prophetic aspect of that in the scripture, which is Revelations 9 and 4. And it was commanded them that they should not hurt the grass of the earth, neither any green thing, neither any tree, but only those men which have not the seal of the Most High in their foreheads. This is exactly what happened in Colorado. I think it was Boulder, Colorado, where it burned up. A bunch of communities were burned down, incinerated within seconds, minutes. And once they showed the destruction and damage, which they shouldn't have showed too long on the news, oddly enough, trees were still standing. Why didn't the trees burn up? I'll let you put two and two together, but I'm just relegating it to prophecy and to scripture so you can see what's happening. Whether you want to say it's man's technology, Satan's technology, nothing happens in this earth unless God gives the approval. And the things that cannot be touched are the things that have a seal in their foreheads. We talked about this last week. We talked about this, having a seal of the Most High on your forehead. We talked about how he went about sealing and putting a mark on his people and that the destruction cannot touch them or the 144,000. And that if you have the Holy Spirit, the Ruach HaKadosh, you are sealed to the day of redemption, and you will make it. That is your enduring power. Understand Revelations 9 and 4 brings us back to the fact that Scripture can be metaphorical, it can be an allegory, or it can be in parables. You need to understand that you can't see the seal of God in the foreheads of his people. And as John was trying to describe this seal, you have to understand the metaphorical content. And the reason I'm saying this is because there's still a lot of people that are deceived by prophecy and old commentaries and information they learned out of the Christian church that have them still waiting on a transistor radio microchip to be put on their hand or on their forehead. And it's not going to happen that way. These things that people are putting inside of themselves are self-assembling once they're in the body. Be not deceived. Be not deceived. And this is what Christ warned us about. So let us go ahead and get right into the lesson. That was it for my prophecy watch, something I want to point out about these fires. You need to pay close attention if you're going to watch the news and look with discerning eyes and in the eyes of the Spirit. Don't look to it for truth. Our fact, our guidance. Your guidance is the Ruach HaKadosh. Your truth is the word of Yah. And keeping these statutes, laws, and commandments will make you wise and not simple. Psalms 19 and 7 tells us that the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul of man and making wise. You can't play church when it comes to the Most High and be lawless, because lawlessness will keep you simple-minded, and you will fall for the okey-doke. Let me say this about lies. In Islam, in the Quran, it is said and quoted that it is okay to lie in order to deceive the infidel or the Gentile. Is in Judaism, they are also told in their book, which I believe is the, it escapes my mind right now. It's not the Kabbalah, the Talmud, that they are told in the Talmud that it is okay to tell a lie in order to deceive the Goyim. So here you have these two false antichrist religions that are sitting up waiting on a man. Islam is waiting on the Mahdi. And in Judaism, they're waiting on the Antichrist or the manifestation of Satan, Lucifer, or the son of Satan. And they do not accept Christ. But they teach them that it's okay to lie. And the whole world is being deceived by lies. Everywhere you look, lies, lies, lies. Yeah, they're going to get you. I remember that song from the 90s. And that is the time that we're living in. But I won't just say it's now. Understand what I said at the beginning of the lesson. You've been lied to your whole life, and it started in kindergarten, preschool, first grade, second grade, third grade. Everything about this so-called sphere that we live on, they don't want you to know the real maps, the size, the land, the flat plane. They don't want you to understand the geocentric model. They want you stuck in the heliocentric model because it brings them back to worship of the sun and the sun god and have us thinking that everything revolves around the sun. When the Bible said, heaven is his throne and the earth is his footstool. It's time that you expose yourself to all manner of truth and not look at one aspect and say, I can't accept that, because the truth is there to set you free from your bondage. The father of lies, who is Satan, is deceiving the world. And the fallen angels, the deities, the gods that this world worships, has blinded the minds of the people, according to 2 Corinthians, the fourth chapter, whom the gods of this world have blinded the minds of the people. And the blinding has caused you to reject the truth. And the scripture said, I'll say it again, you shall know the truth, and the truth will set you free. You thought the truth was just hearing a scripture or accepting Christ. No, it's understanding that Satan is running this world, and he's running it through lies and deception, and his children will lie to you in a heartbeat and believe their own lie as being the truth. You've got to remember that we got into this mess because Adam and Eve were told a lie in the garden and said, you shall not surely die. Key word, surely. So he offered them the lie of life, as he's got people thinking today that he can extend their life or give them eternal life by transporting their consciousness through artificial intelligence into a clone or into another body or into metal or into a robot. He's got the world believing in transhumanism, cyborgs, and linking up through the cloud to the internet. And that frequency is where demons are operating. And believe it or not, there are people that want this experience and this existence to try and extend their lives. So we're living in a time where the lie has become the truth and the truth has become a lie. And people want to hear lies. Lie to me. Do you remember when you were young and you were in relationships and it seemed that you knew that man was trying to get next to you, and you knew he was lying to you with his rap and his game and what he was saying to you, but you loved it anyway? That's the way it is right now, where Satan is romancing the whole world with a great big lie. That's funny. It's just like the January 6th so-called insurrection. As soon as one side said it's the great lie, they said, no, your lie is the big lie. And so now they're throwing lies back and forth at each other. This lying thing has gotten completely out of hand. People who are living in sin, fornication, and adultery with the same sex have been lied to be told that, no, that can be a marriage too, when it's not. A marriage is two of the opposite sex that can create, as in the image of the Father. If you can't create, your sole purpose is lust and fornication and adultery and the abusing of one's self. As Romans, the first chapter said, you're receiving the recompense within yourselves, things that are not natural affection. It's unnatural. Hence the reason why in 1973 it was considered a mental disorder to walk in that fashion. And they worked hard to get that off the books and hide everything, as Satan does. All you've got to do is start turning over the stones, pulling the covers back, and expose it. Our hearts go out to some of these people that are being attacked, that were believers. And they're being murdered, literally, so that they can be put up on the front page and say, see, they don't know what they're talking about. Deception is all around us. Let's get into the scripture. As I said, I'm not going to delay the time. First one we want to look at is 1 John 3:7. Let's go there. Ultimately, we're going to end up at 2 Thessalonians 2, because today, it being 2022, we're going to go to 2 Thessalonians 2:2, and we're going to look at that and break that down and show you where we are right now based on 2 Thessalonians 2. We'll see the strong delusion of 2 Thessalonians 2 and the deceivableness spoken of in 2 Thessalonians 2. But let's start with these scriptures. I've got about 5 scriptures I want to read before we get to that chapter. So the first one being 1 John. Give me a second to turn down. 1 John 3:7 says, little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. So righteousness will speak for itself if they are sincere or have good intentions. Government has never cared about you, so why do you believe now they're looking out for your best interest with the solution that they're promoting? This is John Yochanan, brother of Yeshua, saying, let no man. First thing I do when I hear a scripture like that means every man's going to be scrutinized and based upon the Geiger of truth. I'm going to test it, try the spirit that's coming out of your mouth, and do my research. I'm not going to be gullible, naive, and accept anything you're saying. Man will deceive you for personal selfish gain. John is reminding you of what Christ said. Let no one deceive you. Don't trust anything that's being told to you. Let's go to Ephesians 5 and 6. The problem is we get too comfortable and lazy. We want other people to research and think for us as we, the sheeple who are in mass formation psychosis, are waiting. Bear with me one second. We are waiting for our marching orders, television, Facebook, Twitter, news, media. That's not where your marching orders are to come from. Are you still checking for me, please? Give me one second, people. Make sure everything's still. All right. I think, yeah, we're good. I'm not waiting on marching orders from men because prophecy has already dictated and told me what my steps should be. The first step is to keep his commandments and live and to wait upon him patiently and lean not to my own understanding, but in all my ways acknowledge him and he will direct my path. Too many times we start overthinking, overanalyzing, and we get ourselves in trouble and we are deceived by what Paul warned Timothy about. We are deceived by oppositions of science falsely called. This world has used the term science to lie even more and to bring you theories which are not facts. Darwin's theory, theory of gravity, theory of Newton's theory, what goes up comes down. Theoretical conversation is what you're steeped into. And these science are sorcerers. And sorcery is witchcraft. And witchcraft is known as pharmakia. And pharmakia, this whole thing has come down to man and his sorcery through medicine. But let's keep going as we expose lies. Ephesians 5 and 6. I'm just getting precepts for you before we get into 2 Thessalonians. It says, confirmation, let no man deceive you with vain words. For because of these things cometh the wrath of the Most High upon the children of disobedience. You are allowing talking heads to tell you what you must do with your body, the temple, and your life. Your temple is the seat where your soul is, and the seat of the Holy Spirit, the seat of God is right there. So it is serious about what you do with this temple. Very serious. You can push out the Holy Spirit because the moment you're in sin, you bring in death. God goes mute and the Holy Spirit is gone. Sin promotes death. And you are lost. You are destroyed when the Holy Spirit is not in the driver's seat. Why in the world would you want to put something else in the driver's seat and drive out the Holy Spirit out of your temple? It said, vain words are the cause of the deception. And you'll see that these people on television have been lying and changing their story and can't. You know the funny thing about a liar? They got to keep lying to cover the other one. They'll never stop lying. Thing about truth is it's weighty. I love the truth. I love it because to me it's much stronger than a lie because you got to keep telling the lies and remember the first one you told. But when you drop truth, most people can't have it and deal with it. Yeah, it's not politically correct. It doesn't pat on the back. But he said, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. He also said, I chasten them whom I love. Chastening involves telling the truth. You don't let people just continue in a lie or believing vanity and vain words, a real friend will tell you about yourself. In believing these things, Ephesians 5 and 6 makes it clear that believing a lie will bring forth the wrath of the Most High upon children who will not obey him, and the obedience comes through keeping his commandments, changing the dietary law, following peace with all men, loving mankind, controlling your flesh and your thoughts through the keeping of the laws and the commandments. It's important when you read a verse like this that you break down every word that's in the chapter and understand. We are seeing other people dropping who are supposed to be believers that are actually disobedient to the commandments and saying, I don't have to keep that. That's done away with. It's very important in this hour that you walk circumspect, stay sober, and lay aside every weight and the sin that does so easily beset you. Yeah, we know what you used to like, but that was then and this is now. And we definitely are under the illusion that nothing's changed or that we're going back to normal, and that's far-fetched. That's not going to happen. There's a line in the song that came on before the lesson started saying, I can see clearly now, awakening. The scales have to be removed from your eyes. You know why people have scales on their eyes and they don't get them washed off? Because they refuse to take them off. Because they don't want to see it or believe it. They don't want to accept it because they're caught up into traditions, rituals, and routines. Because it's comforting to one's flesh. Because the unknown, like, well, I've never done this. I've never walked into this type of conformity. So I'm uncomfortable with that. Yeah, you are. You're uncomfortable not having control and having to be obedient and trust the Most High. So you think you are running your life and you're in control of every aspect of it. And a lot of you are control freaks. Nah, you can't control it. What you have to do is be obedient and trust the Most High and surrender all. All. Let's go to the next precept. Matthew, the 24th chapter. And this is our Messiah talking, and he said in Matthew 24:4, and Yeshua answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you, for many shall come in my name saying, I am the anointed one, and shall deceive many. And this has been going on for years. The entire chapter he's telling you of this hour that we're living in. 6 talks about wars, rumors of wars. 7 talks about nations rising up against nations and famines and pestilence and earthquakes. Everything that we're watching fulfilled, that we're watching on the news, is Matthew's 24th chapters. And verse 8 is the key. All these are the beginning of sorrows. So this is the beginning of the end. And then it goes on to say that many of you will be afflicted, and they shall kill you. God bless. Heart goes out to the lady who was trying to put people up on the truth, and they got her up into one of those kill zones, hospitals, and she didn't come out. You'll be hated of all nations. People will be extra sensitive and always offended, verse 10 tells you. People are going to be betraying one another and hating you. Liars all over YouTube preaching so many false messages, you almost don't know which way to go because you won't search the scriptures for yourself. Sin will abound in many, and the love of many will wax cold. They'll say they love you, but they don't love you. They hate you. You have to understand this. And with what's going on with these people and they're clotting up, that's reducing the oxygen that goes to their brain. So they're short-circuiting on you personality-wise. But there are a few, in verse 14, that will still be able to preach this truth. But unfortunately, many will not receive it. But 14 ends with, then shall be. What is the end game? The end game is the book of Jude, Yeshua HaMashiach. breaking through the clouds, the firmament. His people being taken to the wilderness. They're being dealt with, purging two-thirds of us, getting rid of the rebels, destroying this world as we know it, purging Israel to prepare it for its true people to be in the land and the Ark of the Covenant to be restored and come out of hiding. That's the end. Armageddon. The purging of fire. And you can read that from verse 15, but we're going to stick with our thought today. Is let no man deceive you, the great lie. So now let's take a look at John 8 and 44, because I really want to break down this other chapter. So let's get through these precepts. You see this recurring theme throughout the Bible, warning you that men will be lying to you and telling you, keep your head right so you'll know I'm not going for that. You can't deceive me. And who are these people that are lying to you? Let's look at John 8 and 44. This is Christ. He was getting on these people who were just constantly badgering him and coming at him. And he was telling them that you are of your father because they wanted to kill him. He told them they wanted to, that they didn't want to do nothing but kill him. It was our people that said, let his blood be upon our hands. Give us Barabbas. Crucify him. Let's start at 42. Yeshua said unto them, if Yah were your father, you would love me. For I proceeded forth and came from the Most High. Neither came I of myself, but he sent me. Why do you not understand my speech? Because you can't hear my words. This is really deep, people. I got to pause for a second. There are some people who, let me not say some people. There's only going to be a remnant that's going to hear, and that are those that were already put in the Lamb's Book of Life before the foundation of the world. We got people walking around here that are of the seed of fallen angels and demons, and you don't quite understand that these demons are dying like men, and they're fruitful and can multiply and dwell amongst us. We have serpent seed. We have tares that are growing with the wheat. They can't hear because this is of a spiritual nature. He came for the ones that would hear and conform to this message. So he said in verse 44, you are of your father, the devil. That's why they can't hear. Literally of his seed. You need to understand the literal meaning here. And then he said, and the lust of your father you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in truth. Because there is no truth in him. There's no truth in Satan or his people or his seed. Let me read all this before I begin to pontificate. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own. For he is a liar, and he is the father of lying. It never existed until Lucifer, Satan, fell and came down here lying to deceive the people of the Most High and brought death. The first murder, Cain killing Abel. The first big fight where you got to remember he took a third of the angels. That was millions. And they're down here walking like men. And the demons that they've created, you literally need to look at people who lie all the time twice. I know I'm supposed to follow peace with all men and love everybody, but I literally cannot stand a liar, and this is the reason why, because they are the son or daughter of Satan. There are people that lie for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Lie to get ahead, to get over, to get a job. They will lie. Christ said in verse 45, because I tell you the truth, you believe me not. Do you know that these liars who are the seed of Satan are repulsed by truth? Hence why they are attacking truthers and killing truthers and get so upset at the very sound of truth. 46, he said, which of you convinceth me of sin? And if I say the truth, why do you not believe me? 47. He that is of God heareth his words. You therefore hear them not, because you're not of him. My point exactly. The wheat and the tare are being separated, and the tares are celebrating right now because they're living, and we are living in a sea of lies. I can't stand to watch the media, the news, because it's chalked with lies to create this hypnotism that is upon our people. And the seed of Satan is rejoicing right now because everyone's believing the lie. This is really deep. I pause like that as a Selah moment so you can reflect on what you're hearing Christ say. He's delineating between the two types of people and the seriousness of the fact that Satan is trying to be like the Most High, as he said in Isaiah the 14th chapter. Even when he said, I will ascend into the stars, plant, set my nest up there. Let me get that real quick. I always allude to this every week because you should study Isaiah the 14th chapter. Starting at 13, thine has said in thy heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God, and I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. That's his goal. So he's copying him to the T. He knows this book as well. And then it goes on to say how he will be brought down. Did you know that they're trying to build, they're getting ready to make it to where citizens can fly to the first heaven, and they're building space stations up there like resorts to try and escape what's coming upon this earth because they know that their time is coming to a close. So they're trying to capture all the resources, money, and wealth so that they can take themselves off of this plane and try to escape from the Most High. They've even created telescopes to try and look through the firmament to see if they can figure out when Yeshua's about to break through the firmament. They keep lying to you saying it's meteors, but they're looking for something else. There's no aliens coming here because aliens are nothing but demons who are already here amongst you. And you have encountered them. When the scriptures, I've said this before, scripture that says, be careful how you entertain strangers because some have entertained angels unaware. Well, what's not in there is that also means fallen angels and demons that have the ability to metamorph, to morph into other beings. These are the people that crave blood, the seed of the fallen. So you need to be careful how you entertain strangers, knowing that these people know who you are when they encounter you, but you don't know who they are because you're asleep, you're not woke, and you think you're encountering some regular man or woman that's able to be intimate with you and touch you and to be physical with you too. This is why you need to be careful what you do with your body. This is why some of you people sleep with certain people. I'm just going to go ahead and say it. And you don't know what you've taken on and what's come upon you and the spirits that you've taken on and the doors you've opened into your life, your soul, your spirit. This is the obsession some people have with some people when they can't break free from that soul tie. This is the extreme version reason why you need to be baptized, filled with the Holy Spirit, and you must be born again. And when you're born again, you must convert. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Yeshua. Be ye transformed by renewing your mind. And everything must become new. Hence the baptism, the death, the dying to the flesh, the fasting, and the being kodesh, set apart, sanctified, by keeping the Most High strict laws and loving doing it. I digress. Let me move on. I got one more precept, and then we're going to go through 2 Thessalonians, and we'll be done for today. So Christ lets you know, children being down here who lie so much because they are of the seed of Satan, or they've got that seed in them that somebody's put on them, and they're serving Satan. So my other precept, you hear me say pretty often, that goes with this, is 1 John 2 and 3. We hereby do know that we know him if we keep his commandments. For if you say you love the Most High God, and you keep not these commandments, no matter what excuse you use, that is done away with, nobody can keep them all. You're just finding excuses because, you know, the seed of your father's in you, and you don't want to do it. This scripture makes it clear. We hereby know that we know him, gnosko. We have an intimate relationship with him if we keep his commandments. For if you say you love him and you keep not his commandments, you are a liar, and the truth is not in you. So if the truth is not in you, and Yeshua, who you call Jesus Christ, said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, no, he's not in you if you're not keeping the commandments. You are, if you're a liar, John 8:44 told us who you are. You are of your father, Satan. So if you're not keeping his commandments and saying, I'm not going to, I don't have to, I'm going to eat pork, I'm going to move the Sabbath from Saturday to Sunday, it's all been done away with, Jesus paid it all, you're a liar. And you're being taught to be a liar. You've been taught to be a liar, live like a liar on Sunday, Helio worship Sunday, to a false image, Cesar Borgia, in a false religion that's led you astray from being in sync with the narrow way. You chose the broad way, which leadeth to destruction, the easy way. Everybody's a Christian. Cardi B's a Christian. I digress. Get to 2 Thessalonians 2. We're in 2022. So let's talk about 2 Thessalonians 2, and see how important it is right now. We just broke down Matthew's 24 a little bit, but let's go into this epistle of Shaul, 2 Thessalonians, 2nd chapter. Now we beseech you, brethren, by the return of our Lord Yeshua HaMashiach, and by our gathering together unto him. He's going to gather us. It's not going to be no rapture. There's the gathering. Now listen to this one, because this is 2 Thessalonians 2:2. And I want you to see how relevant it is to 2022. This is your warning. Be not shaken in your mind. Is not that what's happening right now with the fear porn? Here Paul is making a remote prophecy. Don't let your mind mess you up. Your mind, through these out external forces called demons, are trying to bring you into depression and fear. Shaul is telling us for this remote generation, don't start trembling and be shaken in your mind at the things that you're seeing. Don't lose sleep at night and be troubled, neither by spirit nor by word. There it is there. That means the demons that are affecting your emotions and bringing depression and got you reflecting on what used to be, what happened, your childhood. You know, psychology is demonic to make you try to go back into a fragmented portion of your mind and retract some trauma that happened to you as a kid and bring up those spirits and then offer medicine for a solution. So he says right here, neither by spirit nor by words on the news or by letters. Because why? The day of Christ is at hand. We're closer than we've ever been before. And I know you don't want to believe that, but you've got to believe this and be not troubled. You can't be troubled in this hour. You need to come back to, I don't want to hear nothing about, oh, I just want to go travel, I want to go to the games, I want to... Now, what you need to do is be self-serving and come back to the Most High and find so much peace that you're able to find joy and peace with prayer, fasting, meditation, eating wholeness, enjoying the sunset, the sunrise, enjoying everything that God created, not Satan, what he created. He created this world and the ways of the world and the pleasures of this world that you think is life. That's not life. Life is when you can sit and have peace, which is so valuable right now, and sit on the dock of the bay, watch the tide roll away, or go fishing, or the love that you have for your children, or your pet, or for flowers, plants, even in the event of the loss of a loved one, you can reflect and say, I appreciate the time I had, what my parents instilled, or even if it's your children right now. Satan's trying to have you worried about them because they're steeped into the pleasures of this world. But the Most High said, take confidence in the fact that I told you if you train up that child in the way he should grow, when he's older, he will not depart, because they don't belong to you. I gave them to you for you to give them back to me. And I know what I will do in the end. I will finish it. But can you find joy and peace and solace within your own personal life? Verse 2 is very serious. This is something I want you to do throughout 2022, because more will be dropping dead. More is going to progress as it pertains to leading to the end of days. But your command from Shaul right here is neither by spirit nor word or by letter. Let's go through the rest of the chapter. Here's our recurring theme, verse 3, let no man deceive you by any means. Now do you see how emphatic this is throughout the scriptures in the new covenant? Deception from the seed of Satan and the children of Satan, who are lying, just dripping off their lips, lies. For that day shall not come. What day? The day of the Lord. That day of Christ that is at hand in the second verse. It will not come except there come a falling away. That's death. That's walking away from Yah. That's destruction. And this is self-explanatory. There's many doctrines behind this next part, and people trying to figure this all out when you're not to lean to your own understanding. It said, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. Now, let me say something. The Antichrist beast system is a system and a mechanism that exists. But as I said at the beginning of the broadcast, we, as the children of Israel, when we had all that we needed, the Most High and prophets, we still wanted a king. Human nature is to want a man and one to look to. Islam, waiting on the Mahdi. Judaism, waiting on the Antichrist. And the Hindus, Buddhists, all of them are looking for one. So one will deceive, since we have this innate, intrinsic thing in us to want to look to one to follow. Even the FBI, Hoover, was like, let's not let another Messiah rise up amongst them. Let's kill all their prophets and ones that look like leaders. So we can say it's a beast system, and there's an Antichrist system, and the spirit of Antichrist has always been around. But however, I'm not going to disavow of the fact that the third verse says that the man of sin will be revealed. And this is the season of awakening. For he is the son of perdition, meaning the son of Satan. Verse 4, who opposes and exalteth himself. It's emphasizing it again. Paul's letting you know in 3 and 4 that he's going to push himself above all that is called the Most High, or anything that is worshipped, so that he, as God, sitteth in the temple of God. Brothers and sisters, what's the temple of God? Thank you. I just told you, made it clear. They're not building a third temple in Israel. Since Christ died, the veil of the temple was ripped, and you are the temple. You can now boldly approach the throne, and he gave you the Ruach, which is the Holy Spirit, which you better not blaspheme, because that's an unforgivable sin. And since he said also, let me say this so that you understand, the Most High God said, I do not dwell in temples made by hand. He said, your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. So Satan, as God, wants to sit in your temple and show himself that he is God, because what's going to happen is once you're connected to the false pseudo-Holy Spirit known as artificial intelligence, then your thoughts and suggestions and leading and guidance will come from that of the mainframe, which is led by the frequencies of demonic spirits. You better see the sin of human 2.0 transhumanism and state-sponsored suicide. Verse 5, remember ye not that when I was yet with you, I told you these things. Verse 6, and now you know what withholdeth that he might be revealed in his time. Go back. I did a lesson on the restrainer. I revealed who the restrainer was. It was not the Holy Spirit. There is a mighty archangel that is involved in restraining Leviathan, because Leviathan is being stored and put away for the children of Israel to eat off of in the wilderness. That will be food for us. You can find that in the apocalypse of Isaiah, the ascension of Isaiah, and in some of the other apocryphal books. And I strongly feel that restrainer is no longer restraining, because we're living in such demonic times and lying times and deceptive times. And there's only, Ascension of Isaiah makes this clear too, there's only a few real prophets and preachers in the land, and only a few people in the land actually have the Ruach HaKadosh dwelling in them, the Holy Spirit. And now you know what withholdeth that he might be revealed in his time. So he is being revealed. We're in that process of the revealing and pulling back of the covers. It's not just ta-da. It's a slow pulling back. Verse 7, for the mystery of iniquity doth already work. That's that beast system. And only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. Still letting, but being taken out of the way, that restrainer. Verse 8, and then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. That's the book of Jude when Yeshua comes back. He will destroy with his mouth, with the commandments, and with the brightness of his coming through the firmament, which is what they're looking for, which is what they're scared of, because they know the end is coming. They're trembling. Fallen angels, if you listen to the Testament of Solomon, as he was controlling demons, he makes it clear when he had control of the demons with that ring that had the name of the Most High written on it, and he was able to control all demons, the demons were able to tell Solomon, you may be in control of us right now, but we know your fate. And we know you won't always have control, because we know you're going to fall in sin to a woman. These demon spirits that are able to materialize in front of your face and look as a human being actually know your fate, your death day. That's why a lot of them masquerade in the earth as crystal ball readers, tarot card readers, witches, potions. They're amongst you. they walk amongst you. And this is some of the things they do. Some of them are these magicians that you're seeing in Las Vegas, and you're wondering how did they do that. Some people say, oh, they're demon-possessed. No, they are demons. I digress. Verse 8, and then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall be consumed. So we're going to see the Wizard of Oz, and he's going to be this little man that probably looks like Anthony Fauci and be like, you were Satan? I'm sorry I had to say that. He's going to be destroyed. Verse 9, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, even him, it said again, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders, he's going to lie, he's going to be able to go read the Testament of Solomon today. You'll find that when a lot of these demons got exposed, they produced great signs, fire, lightning, transforming themselves, being able to fly, disappear, go into other dimensions and realms. Hey, I know some of you, I'm in the truth, so I can accept this. Some of you hearing this for the first time, and you think I'm telling you about a sci-fi story or Marvel or DC comics. No, where do you think they get it from? Because these demons, Los Angeles, these fallen angels that dwell in L.A. and end up on your movie screens, right? Some of them are. These, what you call a movie star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame and all that, are demons, fallen angels. They know their fate, your fate. They know the truth of this word Bible. They put it in a movie, put it in your face, and you can't even see it or believe it. But once you start peeling off the layers of lies and deception and coming to God's word and keep his commandments, then you begin to understand and you begin to not allow yourself to be deceived and you walk through life in a whole nother manner. You can't go back. But when you're in religion and Sunday church, no, you're still in deception, deep deception. You're worshiping gods of wood, the cross, and stone, Mecca. Let's get to it. Let no man deceive you. This man will come with power, signs, and lying wonders. 10. It's not my job to wonder who he is or keep doing videos about who he is. I don't care. My job is to keep his commandments, lay hands on the sick that they might recover, cast out demons in his name, fast and pray, be the light and be the salt, and patiently await his coming. That's my job. That's the work. Verse 10, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, and they are perishing because you're being deceived. Lies, sinfulness, and unrighteousness. And here's the reason why so many are perishing. Psalms 91, 1,000 at your left, 10,000 at your right. Because of what I'm saying right now, you're so steeped in religion, church, which all stems from the Catholic Church, the Vatican, Spanish Inquisition, to steal our rights, Judaism, steal our culture. And then we come along preaching this message, which sounds like insane. This is insane. I can't receive that. This is crazy. And what do you mean with the people? Because you don't want to read Deuteronomy 28 and understand it. So because we're preaching like this, and Paul was preaching like this, who said, I'm an Israelite. Paul said it many times. I'm of the tribe of Benjamin. He said that after Christ ascended and went back into heaven, had already died on the cross. He kept telling people, I'm an Israelite. This is the Israelite way of life. We are Israelites, not Christians. And we go make disciples who are disciplined. The root word of discipline is disciple. You're disciplined. How do I discipline myself? By conforming to statutes, laws, and commandments, following set rigorous routines and doing it consistently. So he's saying right here, because you don't want to do this, because you know you're of your father Satan. He said, because they receive not the love, a love for the truth. The truth is what I'm telling you right now. You thought it was just a verse of scripture or what? No, the truth goes beyond that. It's peeling back the layers of lies that Satan has taught this whole world. And because you don't want to receive the truth that's coming from the truthers, that you might be saved is why you're being destroyed. Verse 11 says, and for this cause, God shall send them strong delusion. I ain't trying to hear that. Don't want to hear it. That's too much. So here's your delusion. Take the clot, shot, believe this is where you're living, believe this is paradise, believe we're going back to normal, believe there's no devil, no demons, believe there's no God. You'll believe a lie. Because you don't want to hear the truth. The moment you reject truth, you start following Satan. You believe Satan. When you push out truth, you push out Christ, you push out Christ, you let lies in and say lies are truth, you have accepted Satan. Verse 12, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth but had pleasure in unrighteousness. You don't want to hear what we're preaching, but you would rather go out like in the days of Noah, giving in marriage and fornication and pleasures and sins and having a good old time because you ain't trying to hear all that. You want to live in unrighteousness. Let me talk to my brothers and sisters out here who are keeping this truth in verse 13. But we are bound to give thanks always to God for you, brethren, beloved of the Lord, because God has from the beginning chose you to, hallelujah, chose you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth. He chose you to know it and to believe it when you hear it from the beginning. That's you. Take pleasure and joy in what I'm telling you right now. I'm going to read it again, but we are bound to give thanks. You have no choice but to be grateful for what you have. Always to the Most High for you. Brothers, beloved of the Most High, because he hath from the beginning of the world chose you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth. When you hear it, you know it, you believe it, it resonates because you were chosen for it to resonate. You are not of the seed of Satan. You need to rejoice in that today. Verse 14, kind of caught up rejoicing in this. So bear with me. Whereunto he called you by our gospel. To the obtaining of the glory of our Lord, Yeshua HaMashiach. Therefore, brothers, stand fast right now in 2022 and hold the traditions. Don't give up. Don't get weary in well-doing or keeping these commandments or keeping the Sabbath or eating well or being healthy, taking your vitamins and supplements, praying and meditating, forgiving and loving. He said, whereunto he called you by our gospel to the obtaining of the glory of HaMashiach. Stand fast, hold traditions which you've been taught through the word and these letters of epistles from the disciples. These epistles, these letters, Torah, Tanakh, that is the word. And then Paul goes on to say, Yeshua HaMashiach himself and the Most High our Father, which hath loved us and hath given us everlasting consolation. And he's given us good hope through grace for when we make mistakes. May that comfort your hearts and establish you in every good word and work. I want you in 2022 to understand 2 Thessalonians 2 and what I said in verse 2, which was, be not shaken. I would read verse 2 to encourage yourself. Don't be shaken in your mind. Don't be troubled, neither by spirits or words. Stop believing everything you hear, and then skip to 13 and encourage yourself some more from 13 to 17. Because what's going to happen from verse 3 to verse 12 is happening and being revealed and unfolded right in front of your eyes. But your job is verse 2 and verse 13 through 17. Stand firm and be not deceived. We established that. The big lie is the lie that Satan started in the Garden of Eden and him and his family. The wheat has grown with the tares. The tares are going to be pulled away from the wheat and burnt up in the fire. It's wheat that make it till the end. There's a prize awaiting us. So I just want to encourage you today with that. We pray that you'll keep the victory. Be consistent. Pray for me. I'll pray for you. And we will get through this thing. It's all worth it, and there's nothing better than having that life. So, as I always say, the only for sure obstacle to truth is to think that you already have it, because truth is a journey, not a destination. Kwam Yasha Allah. Shabbat Shalom. Keep the faith.